Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to be clear, you've got real evangelical Christians that are a huge part of this broadcast, and I myself am a Christian, Southern Baptist type, who know about the New World Order and are the bedrock fighting it. But when Paul Watson said these wacko evangelists, I mean, they really do believe that Iran is the Antichrist and they're about to start World War III on the 22nd. And the Wall Street Journal started this rumor. I have the Wall Street Journal article here in the stack. And the Wall Street Journal professor that put this out said, well, that's a limited sect that believed this 1,000 years ago, and I found these texts, and according to my calculations, this is the date. And really, it's as if they're putting out some new prophecy, hoping Muslims pick it up. And there are a bunch of crazy Muslims in the world. You know, you got 1,300,000,000 people. You're going to have some nuts in there, and there are. They'll probably pick up on it now. I mean, it's just this self-fulfilling prophecy baloney. You add that into the mix. So the globalists are trying to say Iran, August 22nd, is going to blow up the planet, basically, start Armageddon. And I don't think it'll be Iran, ladies and gentlemen, if something happens. Understand, I'm not saying this. Fox News has got experts on every night saying we will be nuked. The White House has told U.S. News and World Report we will be nuked. It's all over the media that we're going to be hit. We've got to have World War III. And Newt Gingrich is saying we've got to attack Iran. They're about to hit us. We've got to have World War III. Oh, no. I mean, you can really see them with the propaganda. And now this huge fake terror alert and these busts of patsies or whatever they are, you know it's going to follow the MO of the past. It always comes out. It's like 50-something times. So that's why I'm saying there's a bunch of other points that it's all coming together. And the White House, admittedly, in fact, I'm telling my crew right now, I forgot to tell them during the break, go pull the article. I think it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. It was Associated Press. And in it was a mainstream news article about the White House got some focus groups. That's where they get people randomly off the street and then bring them, and then these lobbyists and sociologists ask them questions. And they were trying to ascertain, I forget the exact headline, it was in a bunch of newspapers, but AP was one, the newswires, that would the American people support the president more if there was another terror attack, or would they be angry because the president couldn't protect them? So, I mean, right there, they are studying it, and this is a beta test. If Bush's approval rating goes up off of this big fake terror alert, it'll only encourage him to have more fake terror alerts and more fake busts or a real event. So, again, key word here is nexus point. All these different lines are intersecting. We're getting more chatter, more propaganda, more war provocation, more hype right now than we have seen even before 9/11. There was a big ramp up to 9/11. Here's Bin Laden. He's going to get you soon. There's going to be a terror attack. When there's a terror attack, you give your rights up. Now repeat after me, America. What do you do if there's a terror attack? We give our rights up. Good. Let's repeat that now. I mean, so I saw all these indicators, and I went on air, and I said, they'll probably attack the World Trade Center. These criminals return to the scene of the crime. They repeat themselves. It's a type of psychosis, and they're going to probably attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. Now, call the White House and tell them don't do it. Well, now I'm telling you again that I'm seeing even more indicators, more nexus points than I saw then. And it's getting really out of control, and I'm really concerned about this. So we've got to get maximum attention on all 9/11 truth events, whether they're in Dallas coming up the 26th of this month or in early September in, well, areas of the East Coast like Philadelphia, and on September 10th in New York, events out in, you know, all these events, wherever you are, you've got to have your own events. We've got to have marches. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to get out there. We've got to call in to talk radio shows. We've got to do it now. We'll be right back.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I was asked by Tom Martino on national radio today why I think every terror attacks the government. Well, it's because I have official U.S. government and British and Israeli documents and mainstream news stories where almost every event in modern history has been staged by our governments. Going back to 1953, Kermit Roosevelt and an 11-man team of British and CIA officers from the U.S., MI6 and CIA, staged terror attacks with what they had like $20 million all over Iran, blew up mosques, bombed school, shot crowds of kids, attacked the religious leaders, imams, and people were pretty naive back then, like Americans are today. They're not too naive over there now, though. And they overthrew Mossadegh and cut most of his cabinet's heads off and imprisoned him for life, and they brag about it, and it's declassified. I mean, and Kermit Roosevelt tells 10 Downing Street, that's who he reported to first, the bosses, then to President Eisenhower, that this works absolutely wonderfully. You can go read his after-action reports. Just type Kermit Roosevelt, Project Ajax, After Action Report. You'll be at CIA.gov. They're very proud of it. And he just says, this works wonderfully. We should do this. And so they did it hundreds of times. And many of those have been declassified. And they have all these fake terror alerts that we tried to chronicle last hour. There's over 50 of them. And all these top experts saying these are staged alerts. And then they have the provocateur types where they literally go find people who are on welfare, who are mentally retarded. In almost every case, these are mentally retarded people. They could be Christian, Rastafarian, black street kids in Florida. It doesn't matter. And the leaders, the founders of the groups are FBI. And they, for years, it may take years, they get them to shoot their mouths off. And then they finally do on video. It's like the Texas Monthly in 98 gave a bum steer award to the FBI. That's a big insult. They won first place for creating a Klan group. They couldn't find a Klan group. They went and led and created one and tried to get them to blow up a chemical plant. They were so stupid that they couldn't even load firearms. And so the FBI finally just got them to shoot their mouths off and busted them. And they weren't on welfare as and registered retarded. They were just on welfare. But basically, you hear them describing the article, they were retarded. So it's the same story. And the cops that do this because they all get promotions. They go from, you know, 50 grand a year to 80 grand a year to 100 grand a year. I mean, this is how these guys make money. It's like before they go into Waco, we got the BATF on tape loading their cameras going, man, this is going to be great for funding. We're going to get a lot of funding out of this. You go out and find people, call them kooks, kill them, make some money. And I'm ranting here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just that, do you understand that even Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst, said the evidence is clear. Witnesses, even U.S. troops, saw other U.S. troops and Iraqis and British go into that mosque earlier this year and blow it up to get the Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. Do you understand they've caught Israelis shooting Marines dressed up like Arabs with big beards? Do you understand they have caught British Special Air Services shooting and killing and bombing the elected government in Basra to blame it on different religious sects? So, yeah, of course we think this newest thing in England staged, because it fits the same M.O. Did they provocateur it? Is it a frame-up? Is it entrapment? Or is, in most cases, it's just totally made up. They're now arresting some pregnant woman. She's the top terrorist, some 8-month pregnant woman. It's disgusting. All right, Darjamal is an American, and he is of Lebanese descent, and he has family in Lebanon. He was there. He was on the front lines. He was there in Qana that got bombed, the big massacre, and he was over there for, 3 weeks or so. He just got back a few days ago, and he joins us. But before we get into what's really happening over there in the escalation, this is pretty clear, Dar. They want World War III. They're calling for it. They're hyping it right now. And now we see they're saying that Iran plans to start Armageddon on the 22nd. Totally made up, but the Wall Street Journal is putting this out. We've got the media saying Hezbollah is about to start attacking the U.S. This looks like the kickoff of World War III, Dar.
Well, I think that's exactly their goal, and I'm really glad that you just said what you did about this recent so-called terrorist plot to really keep everybody on edge, test the waters for what is to come, because I think it's back here in this country, and as bad as they are in the Middle East right now, they are certainly going to need to stage another big event or have something happening here on our home soil before they can go into Iran. But I think after seeing what I've seen Israel do in Lebanon and continue to do, I just certainly wouldn't put anything past them at this point.
Well, I've looked at all the numbers. I've looked at the past history. I've looked at what they need. They're not going to be able to go into Syria or Iran barring a big attack here in the U.S. or England. And, Dar, I see the nexus, all the things coming together, like I saw right before 9/11. I see the gleam in Bush and other people's eyes. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's really hard to say. I mean, I've kind of given up trying to predict these people because they're absolute lunatics. It'd be like going into a insane asylum and trying to predict what certain people are going to do. I mean, who knows, because these people are capable of anything. You know that. I know that. I think the question is really just when is it going to happen, but not if.
Well, I think it's going to happen before the end of October.
I think, first, when I've been talking with people about this recently, I've people consistently ask me, when is Syria going to be dragged into this, which means when is Iran going to be dragged into this, which means massive aerial bombardment of Iran and possibly the kickoff of World War III. And I think that it is certainly a matter of, I think before the end of the year, Syria will be drug into this.
Well, Israel is openly saying they may go ahead and hit Iran any day. They've been delivered, 250-plus huge bunker busters. The reports are may even have nukes in them. They're openly saying that they've got 400 to 600 nukes. They're openly talking about hitting Iran or Syria. They're calling up more and more military. They're clearly moving in to stay in Lebanon. Let's shift gears into Lebanon. What did you witness kind of in a thumbnail sketch while you were there, and what do you see happening in the future?
Well, the thumbnail sketch of what I saw is completely indiscriminate attacks on civilian population of Lebanon, not just southern Lebanon, but in the entire country. Even just yesterday, on the northern border of Lebanon, Abu Dhabi border station, which is how I went in, military. It was bombed. The border station was bombed, and 11 people were killed and at least 11 more wounded. This is the same day they dropped leaflets up north saying that if they basically any car on the coastal road was going to be a legitimate target, especially if it was some kind of truck, which might be, according to them, transporting ammunition. But basically just widespread civilian carnage. They've killed well over 1,000 Lebanese now, and at least 90% of those are civilians. Conversely, Hezbollah has killed approximately 100 Israelis. About 50% of those are soldiers. So who is the terrorist organization?
Well, Dark, last time I had you on, you know, Israel was saying, we'll just be there a few more weeks. Now they're saying another month, maybe 2 months. Now they're openly discussing going all the way to the border with Syria. They're continually bombing right up against the border of Syria. I mean, it's clear they're trying to escalate or elicit some type of response from Syria. Syria's saying that they may have to come in on the war if any of their property or territory is touched. How do you see this shaking out?
I do, and you and I both know that it's key to watch what they do and don't listen to the nonsense, the lies, the propaganda that they spout because, let's have another few weeks, we have to finish the job, et cetera, et cetera. Let's look at the fact that they have tens of thousands of troops already in Lebanon. They're trying to push further each day. They're pulling up more to bring in. It doesn't matter the fact that the president of Israel, Ehud Olmert's approval rating is down to 38%. His defense minister is giving Cheney a run for his money. I think he's around 18%. Basically, it's a total failed operation, but they don't care. This is about domination in the Middle East. This is about basically taking control of southern Lebanon, probably permanently, and it is about dragging Syria into this. And I'm very much afraid that I really can't see Syria being able to stay out of this for longer than another couple of months, because I, like you, I really think it's just a matter of possibly even weeks before Israel does whatever it takes to drag Syria, i.e. Iran, into this.
A provocation. Oh, our bomb went up 2 miles over the border and blew up that school on accident. And of course, Syria has its countrymen. The population is angry at the government, wanting to militarily strike Israel. Really, Lebanon has historically been basically part of Syria or under its dominion. Refugees have been trying to flood into Syria, putting pressure on it. The Lebanese had just gotten the Syrians out in the last year, and Israel's openly said, I think I've got the Jerusalem Post with these quotes about, oh, the Zionist dream will soon have more property. I mean, Israel's really out of control. Have you seen those articles where they're bragging about how they're getting more land right now?
Well, I haven't seen the recent ones, but past documents, including what some of the leaders of the Zionists in Israel, as well as their own military there in Israel, have been saying that they're very keen to get back into southern Lebanon. And it is about, a lot of it so much is about, as you well know, is about the Litani River. It's about the fresh water resources. They have to have that. They're already at about maximum capacity with their water, even after stealing the water of the Palestinians. And so I think it's important that people remember this isn't just about oil. This isn't just about Zionist expansion and the land grab. It's about natural resources like water.
Now, most Americans don't even know what a Zionist is. They don't even, 30% don't even know what year 9/11 happened. So for those that don't know, Dar, why don't you briefly describe what the Zionists are?
Well, basically the rough description is that the Zionist movement are full of people that believe it's their God-given right to populate the land around Israel. They believe, even though in the Bible, Israel is simply a mindset, it's not actually a physical place. The Zionists, they're a radical movement, and they've taken this to basically translate it to their own benefit.
Well, they openly say that Saudi Arabia, Egypt, I mean, the entire region is in the Bible. It's clearly, you know, that area right there around Jerusalem, but now it's been turned into the Middle East.
Right, and that's why we, you know, just to give you some people some hard examples, is the settlers, for example. They call them settlers. They're actually colonists who are being given M16s and houses in Palestinian land. They're trying to expand their territory, and it is a land grab, and that is the primary example of what the...
Well, really, it's like Hitler when he went into Poland. He said, we need living space, Lebensraum.
It is similar to that.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Dar Jamal. I want to get some of the eyewitness accounts from you, some of the things you witnessed, the level of carnage, the smoking cities, the plumes of black smoke, and we'll get back into government-sponsored terror.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into...
Dar Jamal's our guest. We're going to have open phones coming up later in this hour. Dar, I'm sure you've read it. William Kristol, Newt Gingrich, really 30 or 40 of them have been all over radio, TV, newsprint saying this is World War III. We need to totally attack the Arabs. There's open discussions on Fox News about lining up all the Arabs and, quote, killing them. I mean, this is really psycho talk. The Arabs, they claim talk like this, but they really don't, slash the Muslims. I'm saying Arabs because that's what they call everybody over there. And it is really, I mean, I wasn't around in World War One or World War Two. I didn't see the build-up to it. To be sitting here watching the build-up to World War Three, which could really happen, folks, what is it like for you to be watching this, Dar?
Well, that's actually what I've been telling people. I've already started doing presentations since I just got back, and that's what I'm doing up here in Seattle. And that's the message that's the main message I'm trying to impress upon people, that these people, the Bush so-called administration, the people backing them are absolute lunatics. They want World War III. They want Armageddon. They believe in the rapture. And we're like probably one big step away from having that happen. It's total lunacy, and if anyone's been thinking of taking the next step to try to do something to stop these people, now is that time.
Well, that's the incredible thing. I mean, Bush and others are cynical manipulators of a large block of evangelical Christians that have been given a false doctrine, but they're the ones then claiming that Ahmadinejad wants Armageddon, and he hasn't said that anywhere. He's not saying that. It's made up. It's incredible.
It absolutely is, just like what you said, this demonization of Arabs. Or, for example, I was reading a story in the newspaper this morning about this so-called terrorist plot that they just foiled in Britain, saying that all 19 people had Muslim names. So what does that mean if John Smith, a Muslim, is that a Muslim name? I mean, this is the kind of thinking these people are using.
It shows the ignorance of even the journalists, that they don't understand that Muslim has nothing to do with the name.
Exactly, as well as the ignorance they assume that most of the population have, and that's why it's so important that people get the right information and really understand that these people are lunatics. They're hell-bent on destroying the world and bringing this Armageddon about, and that is their agenda, and they're pretty close to pulling it off, and that's what people need to understand.
You were there. I want to go over some of the carnage you witnessed in the different cities that were hit. I mean, every day we see the video footage of just smoking rubble, satellite photos of whole areas of Beirut leveled. What does Beirut look like? What does the southern area, what does the north look like?
Well, they're hitting more and more areas of Beirut. As you said, the Dahiya district, the southern suburbs of the southern area of Beirut City is basically gone. It's like before the master pictures of Fallujah, that what buildings are left standing are certainly not livable at this point. Then you get into southern Lebanon, and parts of it look like the moon. It's just one bomb crater after another, oftentimes with civilian cars in the bottoms of them or ambulance. And what a lot about the policy I saw. What I saw was a very clear pattern that what the Israelis are doing is pamphleting villages, telling people to leave after they've been bombing their homes for several weeks. And when people follow the instructions, get in their cars and fly white surrender flags and try to flee, they're hitting the cars. And then when people at the Red Cross try to come rescue those cars, they're hitting the Red Cross. This is the pattern that I saw over and over in the weeks that I reported there. And if that isn't comparable to what we saw Hitler doing against the Jews themselves during World War II, I don't know what is.
Well, the Israelis have said that every time one of their troops get killed, they're going to kill at least 10 civilians. That's what the Nazis would do. If an SS man got shot, they would kill 100 people. If a regular military man got shot, they would kill 10. And in some cases, if a big officer got killed, they put 400, 500 people. In one case, it was almost 500 in a barn and burn it down. And folks, it's on record. The UN says, please don't bomb us, so they shoot a precision-guided missile into it. And so it's just a repeat of this, and they tell them, flee. They flee, they bomb the convoys, they blow up the bridges so they can't flee. This is just so cynical.
Well, it really is. I mean, it's only one step away from putting them in trains and shipping them off and being incinerated in chambers like Hitler did, except now they're using technology so they can bypass the trains and just incinerate people in their homes, and that's what I saw repeatedly. Khana is really the prime example. We have countless Khanas where people are massacred hiding in their homes, except they don't get the press attention because it's not 60 people in one go. Instead, it's 5 and 10 people in one go. And this is what southern Lebanon has turned into. This is why there's over 1 million people of this 3.8 million populated country now displaced.
Yeah, let's be clear. The UN positions and the observer positions have been bombarded, and everybody's trying to flee. So very few brave people like yourself, Dar Jamal, have gone down there. Stay there, Dar. I want to do 5 more minutes on the other side just to finish up what you witnessed while you were there in the 3 weeks that you were in Lebanon. Because this is so important, but, yeah, I mean, it's much worse. Mainstream media is saying 1,000 dead civilians now. Folks, it's much higher than that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Dar Jamal is our guest, an American of Lebanese descent, Christian Lebanese, over there witnessing the untold horror in Lebanon. Speaking of Christian Lebanese, Dar, a large portion, what, 30-35% of the population in Lebanon, what has been their response to the carnage? Because I know a lot of Christians have been killed as well, and I know that Hezbollah didn't have a lot of support in the country, but now is, I've seen in polls, and I want to know if this is accurate, 80% support now by the Lebanese people.
No, actually it's up over 90% now support by the Lebanese people.
Also, it's grown now.
It's well over 90%. Yeah, that statistic was a little bit old, and it's well over 90% now, and also the Christian population in over there, and I can say this because my cousins personally, that I know personally, are, of course, are Christian, and they have historically been vehemently against Hezbollah, and now well over 50% of even the Christian population and a higher percentage of the Druze population there are now very much in support of Hezbollah. So the Israeli plan to turn the Lebanese against Hezbollah is a dismal failure.
But when you really look at the plan, they just want to balkanize and break up the regions, and they thought they'd do that here as they've done in Iraq, but it looks like it's backfiring. Why did they replace 3 days ago that Israeli head of Northern Command with a new guy? What does that mean? And they had called up 30,000, now they called up 10,000 more. Now they're saying they may call up 20,000 more. So if they're panicking from saying they need 30 to 40 to 50 to 60,000 troops now, where is all this leading?
Well, it's leading to a permanent occupation. They're going to try to annex southern Lebanon is where this is going to end up. Don't look for any kind of a withdrawal, and I think we should continue to look for changing of the heads, just like we've seen so many times in the Bush administration. When one person starts to take too much heat and it looks like they'll be able to pin some responsibility on them for war crimes or other atrocities, they'll just change them out.
Now, I had you on just a few weeks ago in Lebanon. You weren't sure if the Israelis were trying to grab the land. Now they're openly talking about it. This is going to go over like a lead balloon in the Middle East, because the Arabs, the Muslims, the Christians, the doesn't matter, the Zoroastrians over there, they have all read the Israeli papers where they said they're going to take over the whole region. And imagine, folks, if, you know, some foreign country was telling you, we're going to take you over. I mean, that's why the Arabs are always saying, okay, we'll wipe you off the map, and then our media takes it out of context and goes, look at them for no reason, saying they'll wipe Israel off the map.
Right, exactly, and that's another very important point, because there is massive shifting going on in the populations in the Middle East, although most of them are under puppet U.S.-controlled governments, like in Jordan or Egypt or Saudi Arabia. The people are moving, and the people are very much outraged at what's happening, and it's another reason why the entire region now is completely destabilized.
But that's part of the larger plan in P2OG, and going back to the Israeli doctrines of 83, is to actually stir the area up and get people to respond as a pretext for World War III, where then they will force our sons and daughters to go over there and fight and die. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dead Americans, folks. This will be worse than World War II. To literally take the land away from hundreds of millions of people, it ain't going to work.
Well, I agree, and that is the goal, and I've seen some of the maps for what a new Middle East would look like, and it's just absolutely madness. People should really look up on the internet and see these proposed maps of what the new lines will look like, and it absolutely is not going to succeed, and they've certainly bitten off more than they can chew here.
All right, well, Dar, just in closing, any other things that you witnessed, any ways to kind of describe in words for us the scene in Lebanon now, bombed from end to end?
Well, one story I want to share is that you mentioned it earlier, that this they're saying now, even the government is admitting that over 1,000 Lebanese people have been killed so far. And a ways back, I did a story when they were admitting the number to be 400, and I did a story showing, no, it should be at least twice that, if not three times that. And I want to just repeat again, they're saying 1,000, and again, the number is, we're looking at, even right now, just because of their inability to recover bodies, should be more like around 2,000 dead. And as this continues, again, I just look to double that number, because they're simply unable to get in and get to these bodies. As you said, they've bombed so many roads and bridges. They're bombing ambulances when they go to collect people. So many bodies are under houses that basically double these figures that they're admitting to. And let's start from that.
Well, you drove into the middle of this just late last week. What was it like when you were, driving along? What type of car were you in? Did you see explosions? Did you hear artillery? What was it like?
Well, we were in a small car because they're bombing anything from minibuses on up. And we were in southern Lebanon during that so-called 48-hour ceasefire, and I was watching jets bomb. There was no ceasefire. There was nothing like a ceasefire. I was at Qana, and they were bombing, and the bombs were getting so close. They were rattling the buildings, what were left of the buildings that we were standing near. They're using artillery. They're using ships to shell it from the sea. One destroyed home after another. Most of the villages are basically ghost towns. Although there's still elderly, disabled, and young children hiding in the basements of houses because they're too afraid to leave. And that's another reason why this is just atrocities off the charts that we're seeing.
Yeah, a lot of these people that can't flee are the poor, and so there might be three telephones in a little village, and they call a house that's empty and say, we're now going to grid bomb your area. Every home will be destroyed. You have 20 minutes to leave. And the phone just rings, and then all of a sudden they just shell the houses. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, it's worse than that, Alex. There are no phones. Everyone I interviewed down there said the same thing, that during the first week of their operations against Lebanon, they cut all the phones, all the landlines, all the mobiles. There is no phone access whatsoever down there. They just begin bombing villages. Maybe even they'll drop pamphlets, but we've already covered that. That basically means we'll hit you in your cars when you leave.
So they cynically get on the news and go, we're giving them each family a friendly call. Well, how dare you say we're hurting anybody?
Right. Well, you know, and it's just recycled propaganda techniques that we've seen and that I've reported to you guys about what I've seen about in Iraq.
How do you see Syria coming into this?
Well, I think they're doing their best, like Iran, to stay out of it. They're well aware of the plan, and they know that they can't bite the bait. But I think it's going to be something like what you said, that Israel will have to launch a provocative attack, maybe even bombing Damascus, which they've done before in a limited way. But I think they'll probably say, hey, we found a truck coming directly from Syria, so Damascus is a threat, and they'll bomb Damascus. And then to that, Syria would have to respond.
Wow. And then people will say, how dare Syria, when their capital was bombed, respond? We've never seen evil at this level.
That's right.
Well, I tell you, this is a massive setup, and it's only going to hurt Muslims. It's only going to hurt Christians. It's only going to hurt Jews. And it's just so sad to see this escalation. Dar Jamal, thank you for spending time with us. And, you know, you've been inside Fallujah when it was being bombarded. Now you've been in Lebanon while it's being bombarded, you know, where your family comes from. This is getting really close to home for you, isn't it?
It really is. But at the same time, even though that is my ancestry is from Lebanon, still seeing the same thing in Iraq, because it was being done more directly by my own country. Both situations have outraged me really equally, and it's just I'm just shattered to see that this happening, that we're this close to really all out World War III, and I just really want to remind people that that's what we're looking at here.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and we prayed for you, and we're glad you got home safe. Take care. You're in Seattle now. When will you be coming home to Texas?
Well, I actually am going to go back down to where I'm living in California now and finish up the book that I've been working on for the next few months.
All right. Take care, Dar.
Thanks a lot.
We appreciate it. We'll have you on once the new book comes out. And knowing Dar, he will go to many other war-torn region and cover it for us. We appreciate his courage. That's a lot of courage, folks, to go into southern Lebanon during the bombardments. All right, I know we've got a lot of calls. Tony, Don, and Ernie, and Chris, and many others that are patiently holding. I'm going to go to your calls, and I'm going to move to them quickly. And I'm going to move to the next person. Even if the question's great or the comments are wonderful, I've got to limit it, so be ready. Have your thoughts ready, because I want to get a lot of people in. We'll have open phones for the balance of the broadcast the next hour and 17 minutes. And there's a bunch of other news items I'll be interweaving into the discussions and calls. To just briefly recap, every major terror attack in modern history has been staged by Western governments. There have been over 50 fake terror alerts in the U.S. and England, all admitted later to be fake staged events. We have huge archives on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, right now detailing all of that for you. The globalists openly have said they want World War III. We got a bunch of audio clips of that coming up in the next hour. They are hyping this thing like never before, and all the indicators show that it looks like they're going to stage some massive terror attack here in the U.S. or in England to be blamed on Syria or Iran to truly kick off World War III. I want everybody to go to PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and get the stories that I've written and that Paul Watson's written that we've put out, laying out all the evidence. Every claim we make is hyperlinked to mainstream news and documents. And if we expose who stands to gain from terror, who's carried out terror in the past, how they provocateur and set these events up, then we may be able to stop it. This is on record, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll talk more about that in the next hour. Right now, let's go to Tony in Toronto, Canada. Tony, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it's a real obscenity what's going on over there in Lebanon. I just wanted to touch on what Dar Jamal had talked about with Zionism. And I have a friend who is also a Lebanese Christian. I've known him since kindergarten. I had to explain to him that, you know, Christians can be Zionists too. And further to this concept of a greater Israel, what they really want to do is they want to demolish, they believe they need to demolish the Temple Mount, and they have the plans, they've had them for years, to rebuild Solomon's Temple. And what they need for that, they need some kind of holocaust, like a nuke or a major war, so they can go in and bulldoze this. And this
could be the beginning of it. I mean, I'm one of these people over the years, the Middle East turmoil, that hadn't really covered it because I didn't think this is the big one. This is the big one, folks. Everything we're seeing, we're in Iraq, we're in Israel. I mean, imagine Christians saying, we've got to help bring the Antichrist in. We've got to get a temple built so he can come there. I mean, folks, that's not what Christians are supposed to be doing. This is sick.
Well, they really play on the ignorance of Westerners about Islam. I've born Catholic, but I've studied Islam, Judaism, and Christianity for years. And everything they say is a complete lie. Most people don't know this, but the Catholic Church actually had a papal bull up until recently condemning the Prophet Muhammad as the Antichrist. So they're just basically picking the ball up again.
And, well, listen, I appreciate your call. You know, I'm not a Muslim, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Christian. But there is a lot of propaganda, a lot of twisting about the Muslims. And it's. I mean, they're claiming Ahmadinejad wants to destroy the planet in 10 days, 11 days, the 22nd. He doesn't have the capacity. He hasn't said he will. He's giving interviews of 60 Minutes saying he wants to be friends. Every time Israel says we'll destroy you or the U.S. does, he says back we'll destroy you, and it's taken out of context. And I'm not defending Ahmadinejad. Governments are evil. But our government is super evil. Don in Texas, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you that this is an important time. And I think what's very difficult is to reach the masses of the people, not just your audience that, you know, you're preaching to the choir. You know, they know all about it.
Well, we're not really preaching to the choir. We have tens of thousands of new listeners every day, sir. We're on AM.
Well, what I mean was they agree with you. Not you're doing anything bad.
Well, no, Don, I'm going to stop you right there because I don't agree with you. What I'm saying is we're on AM and FM stations all over this country, the Internet, shortwave, and satellite. There are new listeners every millisecond, sir, so everyone listening does not agree with us. Go ahead.
Well, I just guess I made a false presumption.
Well, no, I think it's true to say the majority of our listeners agree and are regular listeners, but a huge, probably 20-30% don't agree or are open-minded. Go ahead.
You have a huge audience. And like on coast to coast, you know, I've noticed lately they've changed their tone. They're starting to go along with these, you know, some of the people I don't agree with, you don't, to give them the idea. There's kind of a fable or a formula thought that all the Muslims have been, all the terrorists have been Muslims, which I don't believe that, and that therefore the equation says they're our enemy. They want to kill us. We need to nuke them all. And you're hearing that very prolifically now on the news, Neil Bark and Limbaugh and even a lot of the local people, and it seems so childish and stupid, you get to wonder if maybe the chemtrails had some suggestibility.
Well, the president has openly announced, it has been in official newspapers, that they have a plan to use mini-nukes on 214 sites.
Well, mini-nuke is just as painful as a Maggie nuke.
Well, it's an oxymoron.
That is. And they're going to use the...
Well, the point is, sir, is that it isn't craziness
well,
as much as it is. Don?
John Hagee, for the ideas like a Christian Zionist or madman, he said that they should have all that land. You know, he's been preaching that for a long time, and people, it's like the people that follow him are like people that have been infiltrated with the mafia. It takes them a long time to admit they're in with the wrong crowd. They will resist it and manufacture all kind of cock and bull stories.
No, I agree, Don, and I appreciate your call. Let me try to go back and respond to the point you were just making. Notice that the White House says we may nuke Iran. I mean, that has been officially put out, okay, but about 3 months ago. And they've put in magazines and newspapers pictures of the nukes. I mean, they've made them. They made them 4 years ago. And imagine, you're Iran, and the U.S. is saying, we're going to nuke you. And Iran goes, boy, we're going to fight back. Oh, my gosh, they said they'll attack us. Look, look. And the actual quote is, we're going to attack you back. And, yeah, I mean, I don't call these, quote, Christian Zionists even Christians. I mean, Hagee, you can watch Hagee. He's in San Antonio. I've watched him. I agree with most of the stuff he says until he gets to this Israel thing. And I have heard him say it's the dual covenant. And that Jews are better than the rest of Christians. And that they're our big brothers. I've actually seen him say this. And you know what? Jews are just as good as everybody else. Okay? And everybody is, you know, an American Indian is as good as a Jew. A German is as good as somebody who's Chinese. I am sick of this. I'm tired of hearing, and most Jews don't like this either. I mean, this is craziness. And Hagee flies to Israel. He's got this American pack to support it. And this is craziness. This is absolute craziness, and they do imply that Well, they state it. They state to be a Christian. Well, I mean, Pat Robertson, every time a Jewish leader gets killed, he gets and says, well, that's because they didn't support expanding Israel. Or, oh, Ariel Sharon had a stroke because he took people out of the, you know, this area of Israel. I mean, it is that is not Christianity. Pat Robertson, with all his racehorses and all the TV networks he owns and everything he does, and it's a joke, okay? How do you think the devil is going to take over America? He takes control of the churches. And it is now a sacrament. It is now part of the religion of most people who call themselves Christians. It's a cult. And it is wild. I mean, it is crazy. You actually look at the prophets. They came and would rebuke Israel and tell Israel when they'd been bad and tell their leaders they were going to be judged and would speak out against the corrupt government. No, it is now, they say, a tenet. You will go to hell if you criticize Israel in any way. I mean, I've had the calls here on air before going, Alex, I used to listen to you, but you're going to hell now. You criticize Israel. I mean, what are you talking about? I criticize all these governments.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Moving. Captain, we got trouble.
What?
The cattle haven't had water for 2 days. We found a pond, but the cattle won't drink from it.
Well, why not?
Well, Captain, it's loaded with pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. It's also contaminated with chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, and MTBE. And there's even heavy metals like lead and mercury in the water.
Break out the Crown Berkey.
But, Captain, we've got 200 head of cattle.
That Crown Berkey will purify 27 gallons of water per hour with 8 elements. You just keep it full.
Captain, it's working. The cattle are drinking, and look, they're even smiling.
Berkey, the filter that won the West.
Get your Crown Berkey Purifier with 2 Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $299 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in California or Iowa. Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad that you were able to join us today. Briefly, before I go back to your phone calls and then get into, I'm going to recap and bring in even some of the other elements I haven't gotten into yet of why I believe the government is going to stage a terror attack by late October. It could be any time now till October to really kick off World War III. This is my second alert in my 12 years of telecasting and broadcasting. I think you really should take it seriously. It's not a gut feeling. It's like I look at all the evidence and I see the pattern and I go, that's it. That's, you know, I see it again. The second time I've seen this, and just look at all the rest of the wild things that are happening right now. I hope you'll join us in Dallas on the 26th of August. Jim Mars, professor, author, lecturer, will give a speech for an hour titled, it's going to be excellent, JFK to 9/11, and take your questions. His new book will be launched there. We're going to be selling his new book that I just got in that won't even be available until September 11th. We're going to have it there on the 26th up in Dallas. And we're going to show my new film, Terror Storm, the final complete version. It's amazing. Then I'll show about 35 minutes of Bilderberg footage we got up in Ottawa in June. And then you know, that's from 7 to about 11:30. And then if you want to stay, there's going to be great music by Shanghai Five and others, a great lounge music. It's a nice theater with snacks and drinks and all that stuff for you there. And there's restaurants in the area. So it's going to be a great event coming up this August 26th. Get your tickets at Infowars.com or call toll-free to get tickets. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now, you can also get a copy of my new film, Terror Storm, by going to Infowars.com. By next Monday, we will probably stop selling the emergency release edition that doesn't have the extras on it. It is the raw, about 4 minutes longer than the official film, the American Scholars Symposium version of Terror Storm. It has the menu that says American Scholars Symposium version. And it's a little bit longer film, and each copy is signed. If you mail us, you know, a check that's postdated by like Monday, we'll keep a few over for mail orders that come in. But by Monday, we're going to take it down off the site because by end of week next week, we're going to be getting the official DVDs in. And so I am encouraging everybody to go to Infowars.com and get this collector's edition. It's an excellent film, and it also makes this broadcast possible. Again, that's Infowars.com to get your American Scholar Symposium version of the film. It's the version of the film we screened in Los Angeles back in late June. Again, the official version will be out end of week next week. So this is your chance. We're going to stop selling it, it looks like, on Monday. I may even take it off the shopping cart Sunday. So get your copy of American Scholars Symposium DVD version of Terror Storm now. You can watch you'll always be able to watch the American Scholars Symposium version on PrisonPlanet.tv. The new version has been up there for about 2 weeks, the official version of Terror Storm with the extras for PrisonPlanet.tv members, as are my other 14 films. Almost the entire conference, like 20 hours of it, is now up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members with four camera shoots, my weekly TV reports, in-studio video reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, all my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, get a monthly membership for $5.95, get a yearly membership, and get 3 months free. And I do want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. I've done some accounting. If it wasn't for you supporting us, we really wouldn't even be in operation right now. I'm spending so much money. I'm actually losing money right now. We're spending so much to fight the New World Order, but that's okay. That's what money's meant to be spent on, is to fight these creatures. All right, so get a membership. We'll be right back with the third hour.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.